Welcome everybody, Shir number 871, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so I just want to talk about an interesting thing I came across. I wanted to talk about it a while back, I didn't have a chance, but in reference to meat stuffing, chicken stuffing, a person gets a chicken, sometimes you get a whole chicken, it's more like a Cornish hen type thing, or sometimes meat, and there's stuffing inside. So you have two different types of stuffing. You have sometimes the stuffing could be rice stuffing, and sometimes it could be, like little breadcrumbs, stuff like that, where it's made into a mush type of a thing mixed with many various different ingredients. However it's made, but be it as it may, it becomes a bar minhag mezonos, right? As far as whereby you cannot recognize the breadcrumbs anymore, and it's made into a mush, or sometimes it's the breadcrumbs are cooked. Be it as it may, if it's rice, then it's also mezonos, but it's a different type of mezonos, like we've spoken about in the past. Okay, but now the question is, that's not the issue right now, but what I want to talk about, what bracha do I make? I now have this piece of chicken in front of me, I have this meat, this stuffed meat in front of me that has the inside stuffing is a mezonos, right? And the outside is a shahakal. So what bracha should I make? I'll be eating it together. I might eat it a little separate. I mean, you know, so how do I work this thing over here? Okay, so let's backtrack a minute. Very interesting thing how I saw brought down. Rabada brings down on page 475 in his the regular Hilchos Halachos Brachos. He brings down that he heard from Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zecher Tzadik Livrach. Interesting. Okay, in reference to apple pie, we spoke about a couple of shiurim ago, regular apple pie, right? A person eats regular apple pie, I make a mezonos. The outside is mezonos, it's baked, it's cooked together, everything together, right? I make a regular mezonos when I start eating it. Now, even if you take out an apple in the middle, once I made that mezonos and I start eating, I made my bracha. So even if I take out an apple in the middle, I would not make a separate bracha. We just mentioned, Meshem Rav Hirschfeld Shlita, that if a person takes a piece of apple before they make the mezonos, before they even start, I like the apple, I pull out a piece of apple, I make a, and I want to eat that first. Okay, then you would make a berapriyo eitz. Even preferably to make a ha'etz on something else, but then you would make a mezonos after that once you start eating it together with the crust. Okay, so maybe we'll say the same thing over here by the stuffed chicken. So he says, it's a very interesting, he brings from Reb Shlomo Zalman, that no, the chicken and the stuffing is different. The meat and the stuffing, chicken and stuffing, it's the same thing. It's the concept over here. Yeah, the bottom line is the outside is shahakal, right? The meat or the chicken, the inside is mezonos. But Reb Shlomo Zalman says, no, that's two different things. He says that, he brings it on the bottom, Ois 46, that when you have the inside of the apple pie or cherry pie, whatever the case is, but you have, let's take a regular apple pie, apple strudel, you have the inside of that, and the outside is bar minhag mezonos. So that bar minhag mezonos paters the peiros. He says, why? I'll take out a piece in the middle and I might make, and I want to eat a piece of apple in the middle of my apple pie, but you already made a mezonos, right? He says, that's different. Mishum she'enoi oichol mea peiros levad raketsas. Even if you'll take out a piece of apple or two pieces of apple in the middle, again, if you do it before you start the whole thing, you have to make a eitz. But we're talking about, I started eating the apple pie, I made my mezonos, now in the middle, I take out a piece of apple. So that's only levad raketsas. I might take a piece of apple or two. That's the whole thing. The main thing is the apple pie. I eat it together, the crust and the apples, everything. If I pull out a piece or two during the course of the apple pie, okay, so be it. No brachas made. Okay. So he says, Masha'en kein hocha, but he says over here, buy this stuffed chicken and buy this stuffed meat. He says, Masha'en kein hocha oichal harbe me'abasar levad. Harbe me'abasar levad. I'm sorry. He says, you're going to be eating the chicken and the meat even by itself a lot, right? It's not pshat by itself, you'll eat it together, but over there, it's not, when you have stuffed chicken, it's stuffed meat, a person, you know, you ever see, especially you have like a Cornish hen, you're eating the outside, eating the inside, you'll eat it separately, some people will just eat the inside, it's not like a pie, it's not like an apple pie where you eat the whole thing together in general, right? When you have stuffed chicken, a person's going to be eating up the whole, basically, the whole outside, and a good chunk of the outside, they're going to be eating separately. Many people just eat up the stuffing separately, and then they'll all start eating the chicken, right? In general, it's not like a pie a person takes a fork, a person takes a knife, and you cut into the pie and eat the whole pie. Chicken, you can't do that. There's bones, and you're pulling it apart, and you're eating it, right? Or even the meat, you know. It becomes a different type of breed, if you want to call it. So he says, Reb Shlomo Zalman, buy the meat, buy the stuffed chicken, buy the stuffed meat, especially by chicken even more, because when you're pulling out the bones, you're going to be eating the chicken or whatever the case is separately. Most people are not eating it together when there's bones in the chicken and stuff like that, like a Cornish hen. I'm saying Cornish hen type of a thing. Okay, but even by meat, I'm not so familiar with all different type of meats, but it's the same concept. So it says, therefore, that which you're eating separately, when you start eating the meat and the chicken, right, so you're eating that separately, and you're eating a lot of it, because a lot of the chicken, a lot of the meat, you'll be eating separately. So therefore, it's not, it does not become a tuffel, it does not become secondary, right? You have ikuv tuffel, which we went through many, many times. It does not become secondary or subordinate to the mezonos. By the apple pie, it becomes the apples become tuffel. The apples become tuffel they become subordinate, secondary to the mezonos. That's why you only make a mezonos, even though you might eat one or two in the middle separately. But over here, by the chicken, by the stuffed chicken, stuffed meat, since you're eating so much of the meat separately, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, it does not become a tuffel. Therefore, you have to make two brachos. So you need a mezonos and you need a shahakol. That's what he's saying. You need a mezonos and you need a shahakol. So how do we do it? How do we work it? I have my piece of stuffed chicken in front of me. What should I do? So says Reb Adner like this. He says, right, so he says that just to read that's we just explained right now from Reb Shlomo Zalman on the bottom on Ois 46 up on top. It's all on page 475. He says in the English section explaining the bracha requirements for stuffed meat or stuffed chicken are as follows in conjunction with what we just mentioned. One should first make a barah mina mezonos and eat some of the stuffing. Right, first you make a barah mina mezonos and eat some of the stuffing separately. You pull out a little bit of the stuffing, make a mezonos. And then they should eat, and then they should make a shahakol and eat some of the meat without the stuffing separately. So first we eat the mezonos. First, in general, we try and usually most of the time. There are some exceptions, but usually, like in the case of the apple pie, if you're going to eat first the apple, right? And there are some other times, Mishabur brings down. But in general, we always make a mezonos first, and then the shahakol. By the way, in general, when you have two items and you don't have any general preference, usually you make the other item first, and the shahakol come second. If I have ha'etz and shahakol, I have ha'adama and shahakol, usually make the ha'etz first, the ha'etz first, the ha'adama first, that's the halacha. The shahakol usually comes last. It's just a more of a general type of a bracha. That's why the Shulchan Aruch talks about in Reish Yud Beis, which we have to talk about, Kadima and the bracha is what comes first. It's a little bit of complicated sugya, but we'll try and get to it. Ezra Hashem is Baruch. In Reish Yud Beis, Reish Yud Beis is more along the lines with Ikev Tafel in that area. But be it as it may, when you have a hadama shakal, you have a eight shakal, you will always try and take the shahakal, the eight first or the hadama first, in a case where there's no preference. If somebody just wants bedafka, the shahakal, I need a drink now, what should I do? Okay, that's a different issue. Then you can make the shahakal first. I need a drink right now, I'm thirsty, whatever. Okay, that's a different story. Then the shahakal, then there's no real, the preference is the shahakal, and that's what you want. Okay, but be it as it may, let's not get off on a tangent. 1, 2, 3, I have my stuffed chicken, I have my stuffed meat, I take a little bit of the mezonos from inside, make a mezonos, that's what he says. Again, one should first make a barah mina mezonos and eat some of the stuffing, and then, separately, and then they should take a piece of the meat, the outside meat, and make a shahakol on the meat without the stuffing, separately on the meat itself, and then you are good to go. Thank you for listening. Aslachim Rachel Kol Tov.